the book Romans, part 44. I'm Professor Hannes Dreyfus of the First Assembly of Yahshua South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about What is Your God's Name? Very important book for the time that we are living in. We people need to discover the revelation names that was 2,000 years ago, which was captured by the Roman Catholic Church. And that's why more than 150 million Yahfist and Jewish Hebrew people were murdered and slain in order to remove all the documentation, the manuscripts and everything about the names. But Yah has provided in a supernatural way that we have it. You must get this book, What is Your God's Name? You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, is +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we're currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. We do not associate ourselves with any churches, denominations, organizations, or any Protestant church or Catholic church in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning worldwide. We're mainly using the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. According to this Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahshua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Profanus. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to be together and share the word. I trust that the study is going to be a blessing to you in the name of Yahshua. We are to continue where we left off yesterday in the book of Romans chapter 3. Again, we need to pay attention to the figurative speech. The Apostle Paul says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Now yesterday, we saw that it was referring to the Jews and to the Gentiles. Yeah. As it is written, that's Romans 3:10. There is none righteous, no, not one. Not under the Jews, nor under the Gentiles. We must understand that, as I said yesterday, we are no Jews or Hebrews people, and we are not part of any Gentiles. Instead, as Yahfist, we, the Bible says, we are to be a separated people. That's what the Bible says. He says, we're in the world, but we're not from the world. We need to live a separated life. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. And this is the scripture that the church used today and say that we can't say we're righteous. Well, then the Bible lies. It says that those who were not righteous before are now became righteous through the supernatural blood of Yahshua that was shed unto us. Now it says, verse 11, there is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Yahweh Almighty or God. Who's he speaking to here? Is he speaking to the bride of Yahshua? No, then he's contradicting. Is the bride of Yahshua made righteous? Of course it's that. Has it happened more than 2,000 years ago? Yes. And in this 21st century, in 2026, are there righteous people? Of course there's righteous people. In my daily walk and set up in Yad Vashua, myself, I believe, I can't speak for my wife or anybody else, for myself, I live, try to live in a righteous way. And that's why the Bible says, Yahweh doesn't live in temples made by hands. But because He lives in us through the Ruach HaKodesh, in our soul's dimension. Yahushua said He's the head of the body. We are part of the limbs in the body. Part of the body of Yahushua. Now if He's the head, then we must say that the whole body is unrighteous. No. Yahushua is the head, and that makes the body righteous. That is, if we allow Yahushua to function in and through us through the Ruach HaKodesh. There is no that, it says, there is none that understandeth. They don't understand. Because they read their Bible with spectacles, glasses, church dogma teachings, goggles. That's how they read the Bible. That's how we were taught to read the Bible. There is, he says, there is none that seeketh after Yahweh, Almighty or God. There, they are all gone out of the way. I say, they are all gone out of the way. Who? The Jews and the Gentiles. Have you ever heard this word in this way? Never. They are all gone out of their way. They are altogether becoming unprofitable. Useless. Who? The 613 laws of Moses for the Jews and the Gentile in the way of serving pagan gods. They are together becoming unprofitable. There is none that does good. No, not one. And you know, the church used the scripture to say that we are all sinners. They use this scripture. I heard pastors preaching this scripture to say that we need to stand before the throne of God when we die. I'm not going to stand before no throne. And I said it before, if we are in the position to be changed from earthly into heavenly body, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58, caught up in the air, in glorified bodies, are we going to stand before Yahweh to make judgment, to receive judgment for what we say and what we did? No. That's why we have the Ruach HaKodesh in us. That's why daily we are offering unto Yahweh. We don't bring a little goat or a lamb or doves. We're offering ourselves. We lay ourselves before Yahweh through the Ruach HaKodesh. Although we live in a sinful world, we need to walk in holiness. We need to strive towards perfection in holiness. And that's what he says. They all are gone out of their way. They are together became unprofitable. They have no use. Because they are not functioning in the revelation blood of Yahushua. In His blood that He shed unconditionally. But most of the churches today, they don't function under the blood. They don't preach sin. They don't live in holiness. They don't preach the standard of holiness. They don't teach that you cannot live in sin and be part of the bride of Yahushua. We need, as part of the bride of Yahushua, live a separate life, a separated life. Yes, we go to checkers, we go to put petrol in the, or gas in the car, we do different things. And that's why Apostle Paul says we're in the world but not from the world. Some Yafist has businesses that they run in the world, but they run it differently to what the world does. They have all gone out of their way. Why? Because the Jews still trying to function under the 613 laws of Moses. And that's why everybody is promoting a third temple. They want to bring back circumcision. They want to bring back the feast. They want to bring back the Sabbaths, the offerings, paying tithes, living under 613 laws with a high priest who sins himself, that will have to offer for himself offer first. They don't want to accept that Yahushua was the person, the precise high priest according to Hebrews 7. That he became the high priest who was sinless, that gave his life for us. They are all gone out of their way. They have altogether become unprofitable. There is no one that does good. No, not one. Now you understand. Who are they? He's referring to, there are no one that does good. There were they. They are, or they, in a capital T-H-E-Y, they are all gone out of the way. They, capital T-H-E-Y, are all together became unprofitable. Because they're not Jews and they're not Gentiles. There's something in between. And they're not born again of water and the Ruach HaKodesh. As Yahushua said to Nicodemus, you need to be born again out of water and the Ruach HaKodesh. John 3 verse 1 to 11. How do I go back into the womb of my mother? Immediately, Nicodemus is thinking with his mind. Now, this is a spiritual concept where we first must recognize we're sinners. Then we need to come to repentance. Then we need to be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin. Then we need to live in holiness until the time that Yahushua comes to take us home. Whether we die in a car accident or whether we are going to be glorified and meet him in glorified bodies. Parousia, pull away from the earth. So he says, there is none that doesn't does good. No, not one. Why? Because they don't want to live a separate life. People does not want to live in total holiness. Because when you want to live in holiness, you need to break with sin. You need to be separated from sin. We need to live a life filled with prayer. We need to sow in the kingdom of Yahweh. Not just financially, but in souls, the seed of life. Whenever I think about people saying sowing, it's like this prosperity churches. The moment that you talk about seed, they think it's money. No, it's the least of it. Yes, money is important for the kingdom message to be preached to the world. But when it comes to sow, seed is the seed of life. We are the seed of life. We are part of the seed of life, where people must see Yahushua in every one of us, where we can preach the gospel of salvation unto Yahushua. The Bible says, yesterday, today, forever, he's always the same. He has never changed. He's never changed. His ways has always been the same. That's why Yahushua is like a trumpet that's blowing that says, be holy, for I am holy. People in this 21st century, 2026, does not want to live in a holy does not want to live a holy life. They want to be part of a church or a denomination where they can do certain things as the church teaches them to do. Yeah, time is caught up with us. Until tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.